That would go from the Rockwall County line to US 380, so basically from the Rockwall County line to the city of Greenville. And then from Greenville to the east, we don't have any improvements in the plan at this time.
North by Northeast, stories that matter to Northeast Texas, hosted by Mark Haslett.
If you've been on Interstate 30 around the Hunt-Rockwall County line, you know what I'm talking about. Seemingly endless construction. Trying to keep your vehicle in its lane next to scary retaining walls while huge trucks go roaring by. In fact, there's a chance that might even be your reality while you're listening to this. Huge piles of earth here, big holes in the ground there, making Royce City look like something out of Mad Max instead of the placid country town that we know it to be. It's all for a good cause. Growth is coming, and I-30 needs to enter the 21st century. Right now, Rockwall County is the focus of improvements. Chad McCowan is a program manager with the North Central Texas Council of Governments Transportation Division.
In Rockwall County, we're looking at a widening from 6 lanes to 8 lanes. That's on the western part of the county there. And then as you go through from the city of Rockwall further east, we're looking at a widening from the current 4 lanes to 6 lanes. And that would begin, that would come online sometime in the 2020s. So by the year 2027, we have it in our plan.
Yep, that's a long ways into the future. That doesn't mean that I-30 will be torn up continuously for the next 10 or 20 years, more like intermittently. The Council of Governments doesn't implement the actual improvements. That organization identifies needs, recommends solutions, then the Texas Department of Transportation follows the plans laid out by the state and does the actual construction. The inevitable variables of funding and other factors make it hard to predict exactly when it will all happen, but we do know that after Rockwall's good to go, Hunt County is next.
So with the widening that I talked about earlier coming online by 2027, we have a similar widening from 4 to 6 lanes planned for I-30 in Hunt County as well. That would come online sometime after that point. So between 2027 and 2037, these are our air quality conformity years that we have to identify. So that's why they're a little unusual. But so in that time frame, we have a widening similarly from 4 lanes to 6 freeway lanes.
That widening of Interstate 30 to 6 lanes is currently planned to extend all the way out to the intersection of I-30 and Joe Ramsey Boulevard in Greenville. And that's about as far as it's set to go at the moment. We're talking decades into the future, and as anyone who followed the 2014 Northeast Gateway Toll Road story knows, plans can change. Particularly when communities come together and say, yes, let's do this, or no, let's not do that. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.
You've been listening to North by Northeast, stories that matter to Northeast Texas. You can hear this program Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays on KETR during All Things Considered.